On the show today, we have Agora Services' very own Arkady Lapiro talking about modular banking, delivering innovations without touching the core, and he tells you all about it, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have something a little bit different for you today. We have Mr. Mark Trico you're formerly with the NCUA, Executive Director and Examiner, and now you are a trusted advisor to credit union CEOs all over the country. And you do some tremendous work for credit unions out there. But one of the things that, you kind of go through your LinkedIn feed and I discovered you what you have been doing is something very, very unique. And maybe it's not so unique anymore. A lot of people are on the road, working, living, and you're actually doing it from your RV. So I saw this one. Oh my gosh, I got to check this out because you've had so many comments on your LinkedIn posts and stuff about what you've been doing. And this isn't like any weekender or a week-long trip. This is last I counted or on your feed, it was 165 days. So give us, what's going on here, Mark? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, Michael, that's great. Thanks for the opportunity to chat with you. I've got a lot of good feedback on LinkedIn relative to my adventures in the RV. So yeah, we peaked at 165 straight days. Wow. We started in November and we ended earlier this month, 165 straight days, mostly in state parks in Florida, which were open during COVID. I can go into a little bit of how that all came about, but it's been a great adventure. And my wife and I have had a fantastic time. And it wasn't until about day 150 that the walls closed in a little bit because we're only in a 21-foot van. So, but it's been an amazing adventure. And it's been It's worked well in COVID too, with where the world's at. So it's been fun, and I've been able to, help credit unions along the way. You mentioned I was the former executive director at NCUA. I spent 33 years at NCUA, and I was the executive director. I was a regional director, and more importantly than that, I started at the ground level. I was an examiner. Started as an examiner back in 1986. And I've held or supervised every position that credit unions get touched by with NCUA. I either had those jobs or I supervised those jobs. So that kind of goes to the heart of what I'm doing with credit unions now. And I'm absolutely loving it. And it's fit real well with the van life.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And obviously it appears that you are reporting from the van. So are you guys still on the road or are you at a park somewhere?
I'm right now. I'm on the street. Good question. I'm on the street in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay.
When we started this adventure, when I decided to retire, we were going to hit the road. I had a map all laid out of how we were going to go around the U.S. We were going to head west. We were going to head south. We were going to head back this way and then head back north to the Adirondack Mountains, which we have a lake place there.
Okay.
And we had it all plotted out, and it was built around Dave Matthews concerts and some other concerts. So we were going to go to concerts. We were going to go to national parks, and we were going to consult. And when COVID hit, make a long story short, we shifted around a little bit because we couldn't go west. Concerts got canceled. Different states were closed. A lot of RV park. You couldn't go to an RV park in state park in California, for example. Florida started to open up. So we knew we wanted to reside in California. Florida. And ultimately, we decided to hit the state parks in Florida and got here in December. And I started looking around on our journey, and we just bought a small condo in Southern Florida. So we're hanging out there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what sparked this idea? Obviously you wanted to take a tour of the U.S. COVID, put a big hurdle there for you guys. So is this something you guys have always wanted to do and just kind of check out the country? And I mean, because that's that's a big dream for a lot of people. And we kind of did the same thing last year when we have a camper trailer and we took the kids around. We figured this is a really good time to do something like this. There were a few parks that were open and we did that. We went out like a week at a time and came back and stuff, but nothing like what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what sparked it was so we both used to camp a little bit.
Okay.
We did a little bit with our kids. And when I lived in California for a while. We went to a couple parks there, but we got out of that. And then we went to, there's a musical venue called the Gorge in Washington State. We went there for Labor Day weekend and saw three concerts in a row. And we were outside seven straight days. And my wife made that statement. It's like, we haven't been inside for a whole week. And we loved it. So we got on YouTube and we started with, we were going to get a teardrop camper. And then we were going to get a pop-up. And then we discovered Class B's and did a deep dive on YouTube looking at everything that was available. And you know, so I retired. I got the RV right before that. And then what started the concept of consulting is my dad said something later in life that always stuck with me. He said, I didn't consult right away when I retired. And after 2 years, people stopped calling. Yeah. And he regretted that.
Yeah.
So I had people giving me advice. Hey, Mark, take a year off, take 6 months off. But I had my dad sitting here on my shoulder saying, jump in. So the consulting was actually an homage to him. It was like, I have a lot that I know about NCUA. I can interpret NCUA. I can be an NCUA whisperer for credit unions. And I always liked that side of what I did as an examiner. When you could help a credit union succeed, mm-hmm. I found great joy in that. So I'm now able to do that on the other side. So that's kind of where that part came together. And COVID just kind of married them up. And we decided to hit the road and do it all. And the other thing, I mean, a lot of positives. You can take a lemon and make lemonade out of it. And out of the COVID situation, I threw myself more into setting up my business and consulting. And then it really kind of took off before we left the Adirondacks. And I kind of got this, okay, I'm all in. I'm not retired. I'm full-time consulting. And some people have said to me, you're going to be as busy as you want to be. And that's proving true. There's a real niche that I'm filling where I'm able to provide some help in negotiating with NCUA and trying to figure out what NCUA might mean. And it's been real fun. I mean, yeah, I got a client their goal was to get a better camel code. And, you know, so they hired me around the exam and they just got their exam results and they got what they wanted. Awesome. which is going to help them, get some secondary capital and different things. So it's very rewarding to be able to help credit unions in a different way.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're kind of living the best of both worlds right now, because you can kind of discover the country, or at least Florida for right now. And then, but you can also kind of, work and help credit unions at the same time. And the consulting kind of allows you to do that, right?
Yeah. It's really the best. You said it best. It's the best of both worlds. We can get around, we can see. Goal was to see America, the little towns along the way that have, little museums and things.
Yeah.
And instead we focused on learning Florida better than we expected quickly. And we still plan on heading west and doing other adventures, seeing the national parks. But you mentioned RVing is booming. It's intense out there. I mean, RVs usually depreciate. They're appreciating now because of the boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard to find a spot at a park these days too. My gosh.
It's hard. The best way to do it is to look for cancellations. Mm-hmm. There's that's the way we were able to do it. And one positive relative to that, being a Class B, basically we're in a ProMaster that's built out with two beds, but it's 21 feet long. So it fits in 95% of parking spaces, mm-hmm. and it fits in 100% of campgrounds. So there's not a campground we can't go into.
Right on.
And then the other thing is we stayed at some state parks 14 straight days, but it would be, we did one day in spot 20, and then we moved to spot 23 for 2 days. Mm-hmm. But when you have a small footprint like this, it's easy to do that. You just start, you're nimble. And that was important for me. I didn't want the stress of driving a big rig. I'd rather be compact This was a perfect vehicle for us. So we just love it.
So, and so you created this kind of a video series as well, and you kind of labeled it kind of, was it 10 things, where's the title here? 10 things that you learned, 165.
Yes.
So what are a couple of, we have to go through all 10 of them, but what are a few of the things that you've learned while working on the road, so to speak?
Well, I would say that, Florida state parks are fantastic. I've learned that I'm not going to do 165 straight days again. one of the things, we got a lot of friends that they'll say, I want to do this, but my spouse doesn't. And then even when you have people that both of them want to do it, they hear I did 165 days and they go, wow, I couldn't do that. And quite frankly, it was long. So I'm not sure I'll ever top 165 days. Yeah. It put us more in touch with nature.
Oh, yeah.
The pelicans, the alligators, these amazing birds I didn't even know existed. You're in a campground near Jupiter and, a herd, a couple of turtles stroll through your campground. There's a campground in Flagler Beach. If you're lucky enough to get a good spot, it's literally right on the ocean.
Oh,
so you've
wow.
got the roar of the ocean. And then you can walk down the street and go have, shrimp and grouper. And it's a lot of fun. So. Lastly, the RV community is fantastic. They're just happy people.
Yeah.
The people working in the RV parks, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, weird place we've been this year, it's been joyful, to be safe, but also to be around happy people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a good vibe when you're out camping and doing
yeah.
that type of stuff. We've learned that in the past year as well. So what does a typical day, when you're on the road, what does a typical day look like? Kind of balancing sightseeing and working. What does that look like for you? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, maybe we can pull this off too.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So, we get up, we make our instant Starbucks. Starbucks has some really good, Folgers Instant is what I knew as a kid, but there's instant Starbucks. You heat that up,
right on.
You get your day going. I figure out what client calls I have that day. I've got some clients during an exam I talk to every day, so I'll slot that out. And then we'll figure out what it is we want to do that day. Are we going to cook here? Are we going to go walk to town? Or we can drive to town in this vehicle.
Yeah.
We have our bikes on the back. So there's Oscar Shearer State Park, for example, has it's connected to a path that used to be a railroad. So you can go 5 miles way to one town and 5 miles this way to another town. So you can break your day up that way. You can go walk on the beach. You can go walk into town. You can visit manatees in certain state parks. So I build in a little break for that. And get some physical activity
right.
and then kind of weave around. The one thing I've got is I do a lot of retainer business. So where I have to be available.
Right.
So, but I slot times during the day where I'll talk to my retainer clients. And then if I get a phone call, I can slot those in. And, it's a lot of fun. And there's an RV saying, I got a small house, but I got a big backyard. So yeah. You can spend, the backyards out there are fantastic. And we get out and look. And America and Florida are amazing. There's just a lot to see right here in the country that that we're trying to check off the list state by state.
Yeah, no doubt. And kind of getting kind of the philosophical part of the conversation here is like, how does it affect your work? Because you've got this great balance. I mean, your work has got to be, I don't want to say super productive, but you're really refreshed and you're, I don't know. I just know when I do things like that, I just know I'm more in tune with, believe it or not, with work, and
yeah.
It really helps me perform better.
Well, you're right. I had a call at 10 Eastern this morning. I got up, I had my coffee and where we're at, we're 100 feet from the ocean. So, that a half an hour before it, I went out, I went for a mile walk. I came back, I got my adrenaline going and it made my day better, but it made all better. And
yeah.
it's a wonderful mix. And, we're really enjoying it. I'm able to, the one challenge over time was it's proving that I'm going to be as busy as I want to be. And I can be efficient with my office setup here. So I've got Sprint, I've got T-Mobile, which are now combined. I've got Verizon. I've got these hotspots, you know, so I can be connected anywhere. And I've got them on every plan so that my clients can reach me, which makes me able to be productive anywhere. But and so right now where I'm sitting is the driver's seat of the Travato turned around, and I've kind of got like a airline table out, and that's where I work from. And I got a little printer, and it's been very efficient. But I can tell you now that I've spent a couple of days in my condo, I'm able to do a lot more there, that and I'm more efficient there. But together they work real well. So now, you know, yeah, we can do it both ways. And but you know, with COVID having everybody working from home, that kind of blew the lid off of this opportunity. And I would be in state parks where I'd see a guy sitting out on a picnic table. You know, I could tell he's on a conference call. You go to the next one, they're on a conference call. And, you know, there's real good technologies out there. You know, lithium batteries, the unit we have has a huge lithium battery. So I don't even need to be in a state park. I could sit here all day and have enough electricity to go through the night with the air conditioner on. The next day, if I drive an hour, I got a full battery and I'm good to go again. So yeah, there's a lot of nomads out there doing that more and more, and working, you know, young kids, 25-year-old kids, where they're, you know, they got their dog, they've got their spouse, and they're both working out of the van.
Pretty fun. Hey, advice for others looking to do something similar, because I know there's going to be, like you said, there's more and more people doing this. You go on YouTube and there's a million, I want to say a million, but there's a lot of people doing this and shooting videos and stuff like that. So any advice from your, what you've
been? Yeah, it's probably a million. I mean, there are a lot of YouTubers out there. Immerse yourself in YouTube and pay the extra $15 so you don't have to watch the commercials, because it just rolls right into it. You know, but there's a couple, I have a lot of favorite YouTubers, Carry On Vagabond, who we actually met in Flagler. And then the RV Lifestyle. And then there's a guy named Traveling Robert from down this neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
He's got really cool videos. He's got a little mini Winnie he carries around. And so that'll kind of, they go to different places and you can explore and see what you see. And then there's also other ways to research what vans and things are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You really, you know, there's Class B's, A, B's, and C's. You really have to figure out what it is that you want. I spent tons of time, if someone wants to reach out to me on a credit union issue or just to say, hey, what do you think your top five Class B's are? I could do that. So the other thing I mentioned, you know, hotspots and cell phones. If you really want to work from the road and you want to move around, there's a site, Mobile Internet Aficionados. These folks have lived out of an RV for 10 years, and their whole business is kind of staying on top of what's the best plans out there and how to stay connected. They taught me about this little thing, which is a MIMO antenna that you connect to this. And when you have these two things, you're doing better than putting a big antenna on your roof.
That's awesome.
And they taught me a lot of things about how to work out of a van. So.
Wow. Yeah. There's lots and lots of resources out there for this stuff I've discovered as well. So yeah, this is good stuff. All right. Last question for you. Where can folks find you? Where can credit unions find you?
Great. So
other than Florida or other than Florida. Florida State
yeah. So, exactly. My website is my name, markkreichel.com.
Okay.
And they can reach me, by phone, 407-493-1180. Or they can email me at mark@marktreichel.com. And if they want to have a free strategy session to see how I might be able to help them relative to anything related to NCUA, that'd be great. If they want a free strategy session on how to buy an RV, I'll do that too.
We'll throw that in for free. All right.
You got it.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. I love doing stories like this because it just throws a little bit of a really cool wrinkle into life. And it just shows you with the right tools and all the right stuff out there, you can do stuff like this and really live life to the fullest. So this is a lot of fun. So we appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, Michael. I really appreciate you reaching out, and I love chatting with you. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we'll stay tuned for the YouTube series on your next adventure. All right.
You got it. You got it.
All right, Mark. Take care. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye. You too.
brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.